Nobody really thinks about telephone poles very much, unless you're responsible for them. In Hawaii, that has meant the Hawaiian Electric Companies and Hawaiian Telcom. For nearly 100 years, the two companies have had joint ownership of a forest worth of telephone poles throughout the state. That all changed last week when the Public Utilities Commission approved a deal over telephone pole ownership on Oahu, the Big Island, and throughout Maui County. Under this deal, Hawaiian Telcom is transferring its ownership stake in more than 120,000 poles to the Hawaiian Electric Companies in exchange for $48 million in credit against past and future charges for attaching their technology to the poles. What will the electric company do as the new full owner of all these poles? Step one is an audit of the poles and the operation and maintenance costs associated with them. Next comes eliminating around 14,000 double poles across the state. And then comes opportunity, as the poles themselves are valuable real estate that can be leased to third-party vendors as attachment points for other technologies. One example is the next level of cellular service called 5G, which will require a network of repeaters to provide coverage. Another are smart sensors for the power grid as homeowners with solar panels become power producers. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.